Last year, when the state asked the Wilmington Police Department what it could do with $1 million, Police Chief Bobby Cummings said the Real-Time Crime Center was at the top of the list. It was one of the recommendations from last year's Public Safety Strategies Commission's report, and Cummings says it will help move the department into the 21st century. The center provides officers on the street with real-time updates including dispatch information, data and notes shared between officers' shifts, and details about what's happening in their patrol areas, all linked through a single platform called NC4. The state allocated $750,000 to help pay for the first phase of the center, and Cummings says those funds bought more than just the tech.
We are able to hire a crime analyst who's going to come work with us and, really be in a position to tell us what we have with all this data. We have data, but we were not in a position to really tell a story from the data or put together what we necessarily needed to do.
Cummings adds the Real-Time Crime Center will improve police department supervision of officers on the street. IMS Technology Services helped design the interactive network of high-definition screens in this first phase. And IMS account manager Bill Kiley says that while the screens currently sync to the police car's computer systems, they can also be adapted to apps on officers' phones.
This is future-friendly, so anything that they're looking to do in the future, this is built so it'll last for a long time.
Phase two of the project involves linking Downtown Vision's camera feeds to a video monitoring room at the police department, as well as expanding camera coverage in the city. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.